Today we celebrate a very important feast, so important that it trumps the Sunday, whatever it is. Of course, the Sunday is different, but this day is, and today and tomorrow is the vigil, of course, is the same every year. Today in Rome and in some other areas, but mostly in Rome, it is a holy day of obligation. Of course, it's Sunday, so it's already a holy day of obligation. The two of them coincide today. And of course, I'm talking about today beginning with tomorrow, or continuing with tomorrow. The feast celebrates the consecration, the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. And the correct title for this basilica is the Basilica of the Most Holy Redeemer and of St. John the Lateran and St. John the Baptist. The mother church of all the churches in the city of Rome and in the world. It is the cathedral of the Pope. When the Pope is first elected, after he is crowned, he has to go in a few days to St. John at the Lateran, which Leo did go, as you remember, and then he's seated on the throne. The throne as Bishop of Rome, which is what the Pope is. And so it's a very important feast indeed. And of course, all the readings and everything recall to us the importance of the temple. Now, this feast goes back to ancient history. In the year 313, Constantine the Great, at the behest and the prayers of his mother, St. Helena, was converted to the Catholic faith after he witnessed a wonderful miracle on the Milvian Bridge outside of Rome when he was going to battle. And he did not necessarily stand a chance to win the battle, but our Lord appeared to him in the cross and told him he would win. So he followed, and he won indeed. A tremendous victory that changed the world and changed the church. Soon after that, St. Constantine, who became a catechumen, it took him several years to be baptized. He not only legalized the Holy Catholic religion, but he made it the religion of the Roman Empire. And then he began to lavish upon the church many great gifts in compensation for the 300 years of horrible persecution that the church had suffered from the Roman Empire, beginning with St. Peter and St. Paul and so forth. For the first 300 years, almost all of the popes were martyrs. They were killed for the faith. They refused to worship the Roman gods. It was the custom to put some grains of incense into the altar of the Roman gods. Just that constituted the fact that they abandoned Jesus and they took on the Roman gods, the pagan gods, the idols. And of course, we've seen some of that going on recently in the Vatican, which is horrible and reprehensible. And so this feast was instituted. In the 13th century, the Basilica of St. John at the Lateran, and it had the name Lateran because of a noble family, Laterani, who lost it to Maximian, and then it was inherited by St. Constantine and St. Helen. And he gave this to the Pope as his basilica, that is, his throne room, and as his home. It was humongous, much, much, much bigger than it is now, at least 10 times bigger than it is now. It was a Pope's home for 1,000 years. And then, of course, it was the cathedral, the chief church, the head church, the mother church of Rome and of the whole world. But in the 13th century, it burned down, and it was rebuilt. And then later on, in the 18th century, it had some damages from lightning, and it was again rebuilt as it is today. So it's still a very ancient temple, a very beautiful, beautiful temple. And so it is a very important feast for us Catholics. And so today we honor God in His holy home. The house of God is holy. It must be loved. It must be taken care of. It must be respected, as I have tried to impart to you in this parish myself for these years that I have been here. Now, before I continue with the rest of the Mass, I'd like to share with you a funny historical fact. When His Holiness Pope Pius XI of happy memory, his name had been Achille Cardinale Ratti, and he chose the name Pius XI. When he was getting old, right before his death in 1938, I believe it was, he began to have problems with his digestion. And so in the middle of a papal mass, which lasted about 4 hours, by the way, the Holy Father had to go. And of course, he could not go anywhere by himself. So a procession formed, and they processed to the sacristy, to the papal latrine. And the Holy Father took care of his business and then came back to the throne, the throne and the altar. His Secretary of State, whom I knew in Rome, told us that the next day the newspapers in Rome and in other capitals of Europe announced, in the middle of Mass, the Holy Father receives a vision from the Holy Spirit and proclaims an ecumenical council. You know, when people don't know what they're saying, they don't know what they're saying. But it was not, it was just the Holy Father had problems with his digestion. And so today we remember him very fondly, because he, along with Venerable Pius XII, was a good pope and a fighter against fascism and Nazism, against Benito Mussolini, and against Adolf Hitler. And they proclaimed many things against them. And the church was persecuted severely because of this. Even though some people in the last few years have said the Holy Father didn't say anything, he most certainly did. And so today we honor the Holy House of God. And we honor those popes throughout the ages who have fought for the Catholic faith and who have fought very, very severely against injustice and evil in the world, as these two popes did. May they be praying for us from heaven, and may we follow in their footsteps. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.